I've heard the expression fired off, but I didn't know that it was synonymous with andiron.
Yeah. The fireplace that you're familiar with, was there anything right above it where you might have set a picture?
Oh, yeah, they would call that the... Oh, no, no. What did they call that? It was a shelf up there. The mantle?
Mm-hmm.
Mantle, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's been so long.
Right. Was there an open place right in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, that was called a hearth, I believe.
Okay. And the thing that the smoke goes up through, that would just be called a...
I don't know, the chimney or the...
Mm-hmm.
It's a flue somewhere up there. I don't know what the flue was, you know, what it is. Or
something
up there.
Fireplace.
Maybe a vent in the chimney or something, I don't know.
Okay. What about the... After you had burned a good bit of wood in the fireplace, the stuff that's left, the residue, you just call that?
Ashes, I've heard soot, but soot applied to what was left in the chimney, I think.
Right.
Just ashes is the only thing that we call the residue.
Okay. I want to get you to say a phrase just for pronunciation, talking about the ashes. If they were gray, you would call them gray ashes. If they were white, you would call them?
White ashes.
Okay. What about some of the things that, when you think about the living room, what are some of the things that would be in the living room, typically?
In a typical living room, probably a couch, some sort of coffee table, pictures. Maybe a lounge chair or a rocker, lamps,
mm-hmm.
maybe some potted flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And in most living rooms around here in this area, you're going to find a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an expected
mm-hmm.
Do you play?
No, I started off taking music, then I started playing football. And that the end of that.
Okay. You mentioned couch. Any other words for this that I'm sitting in?
Sofa. It's couch or the sofa.
Okay. Fine.
I knew all the words, you know, for it, but those are the only two words that we would use
that
around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, name me a couple that you've heard.
Dive in.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other word? I heard for this and that. I can't even think of it.
Sensory weather.
Yeah.
You ever heard diving port?
That's what we call it, a diving port.
You have called it that?
Yeah, we use that just synonymous with couch. Yeah.
Still use it?
I suppose my parents use it all the time, you know, but I've been in contact with people that didn't even know what a Davenport was. So I started just saying couch.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up with this Davenport is what we use all the time.
Have you ever heard Davenette?
No, I haven't heard that, no.
Okay. What about some typical things that would be in your bedroom?
Bedroom, bed, your dressers, or chest, and dresses with a mirror,
mm-hmm.
then chest, you know, to keep your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a closet
mm-hmm.
in some of the homes that I've been in. Most of the homes, they have closets in the bedroom. There may be a nightstand. And most of them, they had a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
They have a telephone in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the bed, in case
mm-hmm.
of an emergency, you don't have
mm-hmm.
far to go.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned closet. Are you familiar with anything that might be used for putting clothes in, hanging clothes in, that wasn't built into the wall like closets?